beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Hello, we will be summarizing The Midsummer Night's Dream.
And we will be presenting our take on this play and analyzing it.
Let me introduce you to our cast. I'm Brody.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Jay, and we're
A Midsummer Night's Team.
The story starts off with four Athenians in a love quarrel.
And they are in Athens, Greece, where a young girl named Hermia is in love with Lysander, and Lysander loves Hermia, so what's stopping them?
You see, the thing is that Hermia's father dislikes Lysander and wants her to marry Demetrius.
The problem is that Hermia's in love with Lysander.
However, Helena, Hermia's friend, is in love with Demetrius.
So when Hermia tells Helena that her and Lysander are going to escape into the forest
to try and win Demetrius over, she tells him,
"Tonight, in the forest, Lysander and Hermia are running off. Then, Demetrius hears that and wants to follow them. So then Helena decides to follow Demetrius into the forest."
In the forest, Oberon, king of the fairies, and Titania, the queen of the fairies, are fighting over an Indian boy.
Oberon sees Demetrius being mean to Helena, and Oberon tells his minion to put love juice into Demetrius's eyes.
When Puck, his minion, sees someone in Athenian clothing, he puts the potion in his or her eyes.
But that wasn't the right person. It was actually Lysander, and he falls in love with Helena.
After Puck realizes, then he goes and fixes all of his mistakes and makes Demetrius fall in love with Helena, and Hermia and Lysander are in love.
And everything settles, and everybody falls in love with the right person.
I think that was awesome.
So do I.
I too think it was awesome.
I slightly disagree. I think that it could have been a bit more improved, but overall, I liked it.
I actually think it was very well told, and it had a good and deep meaning.
I think Ari is right. It does have a really good meaning.
Let's analyze this play a bit more. I think this play is fiction, and it has a good meaning.
I agree.
Here are some fun facts about the author. Did you know the playwright and poet William Shakespeare died on his birthday?
Also, the play A Midsummer Night's Dream was one of the 38 plays that William Shakespeare wrote in his lifetime.
I think we should wrap this episode up.
Just know that we are the Midsummer Night's Team.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and see you next time.
And we're the Midsummer Night's Team. Bye.